Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
A game in which I seem to never find out just what I am. I don't know if I'm an actor, a ham, a shaman, a sham. But if you don't mind, I don't mind. I'm lost without a clue. So how can I undo the tangle of these words? I keep grieving, I don't know if I should be believing this empty perceiving. But if you don't mind, I don't mind. I used to bet that you didn't care, but gambling never got me anywhere. This time I'm used to being so sure. Something about you made me doubt you more. Can you convince me? When everything I see just makes me feel you're putting me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind, I don't mind. I used to bet that you didn't care, but gambling never got me anywhere. Each time I used to feel so sure, something about you made me love you more. I even think I hate me when you call me on the phone. And sometimes when we go out, then I wish I stayed at home. And when I'm dreaming, I'm just lying in my bed. I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my head? Can you convince me? When everything I see just makes me feel you're pulling me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this punk rock program here on CITR.
Later. Next week.
Next week.
Australia.
Nazdarovia, Nazdarovia, this is happening here right now, and you are listening to CITR. We just heard a beautiful, brilliant band all the way from United Kingdom of England, and the name of the band is Buzzcocks. That was a song called I Don't Mind from their album called Another Music in a Different Kitchen. This song is loved by many people, but it's also one of the favorite songs by a brilliant gentleman from Canada. His name is Steve Adamuk, and he plays in a band called Steve Adamuk Band. Today's the whole show will be built around this band, Steve Adamuk Band, band from Ottawa, a great band. They played a show last week, it was on Saturday at the Astoria Club. As you know, I told you previously on this radio program that I am a huge fan of this band, very excited to see them for the first time live, and I got a chance to interview them. We had sat down with Steve and Dave of the band, two original founding members, and we for a quick chat. So today I'll play you a lot of songs by Steve Adamuk Band and from the other Ottawa bands which have members of Steve Adamuk Band in it. Success! All right, so if you haven't heard them, let's start getting familiar with Steve Adamuk Band. I'm, you know, they play in this super catchy pop punk power pop. This is totally stuff I dig, and I hope you will enjoy this as well. And I'd like to start getting familiar with Steve Adamek Band, the song of their self-titled album, and that's the opening track called I Fought the USA. So let's start getting familiar with Canadian band, the Steve Adamek Band, all the way from Ottawa, and this is I Fought the USA on CITR Rocket from Russia.
Last time I won't follow through. If I can
can lie, you know I say it's true.
Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, available anywhere, anywhere where internet exists. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and we are listening to Steve Adamek Band here on CITR. We just heard five songs by Steve Adamek Band. The last song we heard was Election Day of their second studio album called Forever Won't Wait. Before that, we heard the song Landslide of the same album, Forever Won't Wait. And before that, we heard three songs of debut self-titled album, Lies, Lies, Domino and I Fought for the USA. That was Steve Adamek Band from Ottawa. They played a brilliant set in Astoria past Saturday. They played with Needles and Pins, Tough Age and Nervous Talk. That was actually a very, very good show. Very happy. I had a blast there. As I said early in the beginning of the show, I got a chance to interview and talk to Steve and Dave of Steve Adamek Band, and I would like to share you our chat, our conversation in the parking lot. There's some government facilities tried to arrest us for consuming of liquids which we're not supposed to be consuming. Boom. So yeah, let's check this out. This is my interview with Steve and Dave of Steve Adamek Band. And in this interview, we discussed there will be two parts. In the first part, we discussed mostly brand new album called Third, which came out this year. So let's check it out. This is interview with Steve and Dave of Steve Adamek Band on the Rocket from Russia. Welcome to the show, and when I'm interviewing usually the band, and I'm usually excited to see them, yeah. And I always start the interview, I'm very excited to see you. But I've been harassing you for the probably past 6 months on Twitter, saying that I'm, so you're probably aware that I'm very excited for this.
Totally. We're excited to be here, man.
Also, congratulations on the release of brand new album, Third, came out on Dirtbag Records and Match. Brilliant.
Oh, thank
brilliant
you so much, yeah.
I discovered your band in 2009, and then the first singles came out. Since then, I've been constantly releasing awesome music, and you have your own sound, and that's what I love about the band. But I was very surprised when I saw the credits for the new record, and it says that Dave played theremin on the record.
That's not very usual
for that.
There's a studio that we go to in town, and it's the same studio that we've done all our records at in Ottawa, every single one consistently. And he has a lot of cool, weird gear there, and like, we saw it there and we're like, you know what, let's give it a shot. And it's a very difficult instrument to play,
yeah.
And it's only in one part of the whole record, and we had to cut out the first part of it because it was way off. It was out of tune, it sounded terrible. But yeah, it was just fun to use, you know, just for like a little bit to, you know, add a little bit of character, you know.
And which song is that?
It's in Heart Attack.
Oh, okay.
In the bridge of Heart Attack,
the middle part. You'll hear it, it's like,
yeah,
it's really odd. Oh, I know. I thought that was a keyboard.
No. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. We have a band called Vicious Cycles in Vancouver, and they have a full-time theremin player.
Really? And that's Rob's band. Rob Wright is in that band. He's a friend of ours.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have like, woo.
I haven't actually seen them yet, but I've been meaning to check it out. But that's cool.
The first single or the first song which came out of the new album was called Catacombs.
Yes.
A great, great, super catchy song with a very weirdly awesome video for that song.
Yeah.
Whose idea was to throw a bunch of dirt and leaves in your face?
This guy, I think.
Yeah. We're like, well, if the video is going to be like a Steve video, we really want to make sure that we embarrass him somehow. So we got him to stare at the camera, and then we just threw leaves in his face. We did it a couple times,
too. We had to do it a whole bunch of times. Like, the first few times didn't look good, so I actually took leaves in the face for like a good 10 minutes. But, you know, whatever. It worked out in the end.
Yeah.
And that was in Ottawa, right?
Yeah, it was in Ottawa, yeah. Well, actually, it was actually in Quebec, just about like a 15-minute drive from Ottawa. So it's like, technically, it's not Ontario, it's Quebec, but it's like, it's all part of the Ottawa region. So yeah.
Because it's beautiful, like the whole setup, the nature.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous part.
I know that the song Nightmare of the brand new album was originally written about 10 years ago.
Yes.
What was one of the first songs. How did the song change over the time?
Well, I was in a band called Million Dollar Marxists for a long time that we were like a really garagey sort of like a rock and roll style band. We loved like Rock from the Crypt and the Helicopters and stuff like that. And it was just a song that I always kind of thought would fit with one of my bands eventually. And it was a riff that I always kind of like forgot about, and then I'd remember it, and then it just kind of came back, and we thought it would fit for this record, and it worked. So yeah.
It's funny how you have some new songs and then you have some really old songs on your record.
It's true. Some songs are so new. Like when we were recording Forever Won't Wait, I wrote that Landslide song the day before we went into the studio. And sometimes that's the best part of it. It's like you need to have room to just kind of be like, you know, spontaneous about it. Yeah.
And Landslide is one of the best songs.
Oh, thanks, man.
Maybe we'll play it tonight.
Maybe we will.
Please do. Okay.
On the new album, Third, Set It Up is my favorite track. And would you agree that this is the catchiest piece of music written by Steve?
I don't know, but maybe the catchiest.
That's funny because
it's very short.
That song is actually directly related to the Vancouver band Needles and Pins. It's something that they say all the time, like, hey, pass me a beer. Oh, set it up. Or I'm going to do this. Oh, set it up. You know, it's all.
We actually stole that line from them. I mean, I wrote the song, but the lyrics and everything, like the whole concept, it was something that like we as a group, like that song is like an ode to that band because we love them so much. And, yeah.
So the song was influenced by Niels and Pins.
Yeah, totally.
Taking the time.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And we heard four songs of the brand new album by the band called Steve Adamek Band. The name of the album is Third. And logistically and logically, that means that this album came out after two first albums. That's why it's called Third. So the last song we heard, it was the song Nightmare. This is the song which Steve was talking about. This song was originally written about 10 years ago and just was released this year. Before that, we heard the song Ahead a Heart Attack, or just Heart Attack. And this song, this song which has this theremin part. After talking to Steve and Dave, I realized and heard this theremin part. I really thought that was keyboards, but it happened to be theremin, the crazy, crazy musical instrument. Before that, Catacombs and Set It Up. This is the song which was influenced and written by, not written by, but kind of the lyrics were influenced by the band called Needles and Pins, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That means here. Alright, let's move on. Let's move on to the second part of my interview with Steve and Davey. In the second part, we discussed mostly all those projects which the members of Steve Adamek Band are involved in. For me, it was a very interesting topic because, to me, Ottawa has such a beautiful scene. There's always really cool bands happening there, and to me it looks like there's probably 10, 15, 20 people who play in each other with different bands, and they create beautiful music. So I just wanted to talk to the guys about all those different projects they have, and then I will play you some of those bands which we discussed in the interview. But for now, this is a second part of my interview with Steve and Davey from Steve Adamek Band. A great success. Let's check it out. So the Third is out, and as I mentioned earlier, you've been releasing the new music constantly. Every year there's a new album. This is amazing. And I know that you also recorded a cover version of the song A Promise is a Promise by Bum, and that you have a new releases coming out on Hosehead Records and two tracks for a split 7-inch for UK single series. Could you please tell a little bit about those upcoming projects?
Well, they're all recorded now. They're all going to be out pretty soon, I think. I mean, you know, record labels can be a little slow sometimes, but I think the one that's coming up the closest is there's a new 7-inch coming out on that Vancouver label, La Ti Da, and that's a 3-song single. It's 2 songs from the session of Third, plus the cover of A Promise of a Promise, which was recorded about a year or two ago. And then we have the Hosehead Records 7-inch, which is 4 brand new songs that we just recorded in January. Mm-hmm. And then the UK split single series is 2 songs that we recorded in Ian Manhire's basement from The White Wires that we just did over like in winter as well, I think. But yeah, all those are coming out really soon. So even those songs are like a little bit older now, but they should be a post haste.
Your band is now your main project, and I love that, you know, you said that you're calling the band this name because you want this project to be continuous forever.
Yeah.
You're also involved in a cool band called Uranian Compact. You released a brand new amazing 8-song self-titled EP. Are you planning to be as consistent as your main band with Uranian?
Probably not. There's a lot of other, like, it's the other people that are involved with Uranian Compact are, they also love the band, but it's more of a side project for everybody, so we only play live maybe twice a year. But I think there's plans to do some more recording. It won't be as consistent as this band, but there'll still be stuff coming out for sure.
Because this 8-song thing is brilliant.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
Very good. The other band you are involved is called Sedatives, and last year the brand new 7-inch came out, Teenage Runaway. What's the status of Sedatives right now?
Well, we broke up a couple years ago, but we're talking about the possibility of doing some more recordings and some more live shows. Everyone's really busy. Dave and Emmanuel are in that band Crusades, and that's they're like similar to, like, this is our full-time project, but Crusades is also really important to those guys, so they're very busy with that. But I think when we find some time, we're gonna get back together and maybe do some stuff.
Yeah, because it was interesting. I heard that kind of Sedatives stopped, but then the new thing came out last year,
and those songs were old. Like those songs were recorded maybe like 2009. It wasn't like a new release in that sense. But it was just something that we thought that was, you know, could still get some play. So put it out.
You were recently interviewed by legendary Nardwar, the human servette, and that was brilliant. I read this interview, and he is all about those connections, and I found the interesting connection between me and you, and it's weird, because I grew up in Russia, and you grew up in Canada, but the first album we heard was the same, Green Day Dookie.
Yeah, it's very true. I was just explaining that to somebody the other day, and it's not a cool album to be, like, you know, influenced by punk rock, but it is, and I can't lie about it. It's the it was 1993. I was 13 years old. I was in the eighth grade, and someone played it for me. And it, I was into grunge and stuff before that, but that was the first real punk record that I had ever really heard and listened to, and that really, like, inspired me to, like, you know, play something. And, you know, after that, it was like, you know, Bad Religion, Sex Pistols, like everything that followed from that, like Ramones and everything. But that was the first, like, record I really heard. I mean, like, that was a very influential album
for me, especially. Yeah, I remember going to parties, like, you know, parties where you drink pop and like, you play Spin the Bottle. Yeah. Everybody had that CD when I was like in grade 5.
Yeah.
In grade 6, it was like, yeah, we grew up with that. And then even throughout high school, it's not something, it just stays with you.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, turn my back on it. Some bands I listened to back then, I don't listen to anymore so much. But, yeah, that one is definitely one that I could always put on. And it's like, reminds me of being young.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Hope someday someone will say that about us.
Maybe.
And for me, it was my uncle went to States just for the summer to go to school or something. Yeah. Like, he brought back two CDs, and he recorded the tape for me. One was Green Day Dookie, and the other one was Offspring's Smash.
Oh, Smash was huge at the same time. I mean, like 93, 94, yeah.
And then I didn't know what was it, but I liked the harmonies, and I was like, oh, this is something cool. This is something I need to like. And then since then, it all started. And I also was reading your previous interviews, and I found one disconnection on the same level.
Yeah.
My first record wasn't Ugly Kid Joe, America's Last Least Wanted.
I have a way worse first record. My first record that I remember buying with my own money was the Cranberries, No Need to Argue, which had the song Zombie. And Ode to My Family. My father, my mother. Like, I loved it though when I was, I don't know why I liked it so much. It's just like, it was on TV, so I thought it was good, you know.
All right, thank you so much. Very excited to see you.
Hey, we're happy to be here, even though we almost just got arrested for, you know,
drinking in public.
But we made it.
We made it here either way. But thanks so much for having us, and
thank you so much for playing amazing music.
Thank you
for having us.
Walking you home tonight.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and we just heard a few bands which Steve Adamek is involved in. The last band we heard, it was Million Dollar Marxists. That was a song called Bricklayer from the compilation which was released by Gearhead Records, and the name of the compilation was Thing Maker. I remember that was probably the first big, not big, but serious band which Steve was involved in, Million Dollar Marxist. I remember seeing them in 2007 at the Pads Pub here in Vancouver, and I remember that show very well because it's an important show for me. My dad, who lives in Russia, was visiting, and we went to check out. It was Society Parasites and the Million Dollar Marxists, and I remember that the singer from Million Dollar Marxists was walking on the tables. People were sitting and drinking, and he was walking over the tables and singing his songs. This is the style Million Dollar Marxists apply to their performances. Used to, because they don't play anymore. Before that, another project that Steve is involved in called Sedatives. They are kind of on hiatus, like Steve we discussed in the interview. But last year, they released those two unreleased songs as a EP, 7-inch Teenage Runaway, and we heard the title track Teenage Runaway. And before that, Uranium Comeback, kind of like all-star, superstar power pop punk band from Ottawa. Uranium Comeback, that's that self-titled EP came out last year, and we heard my favorite song of this EP called Walking. Alright, let's move on. We, in this interview, we not talked only to Steve, we also talked to Davey, who is also involved in a few other cool bands, cool musical projects in Ottawa. And I'd like to play some of them, his other, or maybe second band after Steve Adamek band. His band he's involved in is Mother's Children, a really cool band from Ottawa, and let's hear their song. I would like to play a song from their EP, which is called Are You Tough Enough? And the name of the song is Sue Doesn't Live Here Anymore. So let's check it out. This is Mother's Children from Ottawa, Ontario. Great success. I made it.
Thank you.
Happy hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. CITR.ca anywhere in the world where internet exists. And that was the weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Today's show was based all around the band called the Steve Adamuk Band, which played a brilliant, fantastic, super great show last Saturday at the Astoria. And the last block of music we heard, it was all the side projects which Davey from Steve Adamuk Band is involved in. The last band, it was a hardcore band called Pregnancy Scares. That was a song called Don't Try from their demo, which came out in 2011. Before that, his solo project, which is called Male Nurse, and that was a song of the album called Everything's Amazing, No One's Happy. And the name of the song was My Friends Are All Assholes. And the opening track out of this block was Mother's Children from Ottawa, the song called Sue Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and that was a song from their EP called Are You Tough Enough? Yes, okay, this was the weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, on my blog rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. All episodes are available there, as well as the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and also on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes and receive all the fresh new episodes of Rocket from Russia through your iTunes program, which you can use on your computer or even cellular phone. Great success. Have fun. This weekend it will be a super great weekend because it's Champions League final, especially if you like football or soccer, if you wish. This will be a great, great event, a great day. Borussia Dortmund is playing against Bayern Munich. I'm a huge football nerd, and this, you always, the Champions League final day is one of the best days of the year. I'm crazy, crazy excited for Saturday. That should be a great game. So even if you're not super fan, do yourself a favor, start your Saturday with a great game of football. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was Steve Adamuk Band show. And the show last Saturday, I told a few times that it was a great show. Needles and Pins played that show, and looks like they're becoming one of the top bands right now in Vancouver. They've been very active, and they played a lot of great sets recently. And I even tweeted after the show that the song Hail Bob becomes the anthem, in my opinion, of Vancouver music scene. So I still think so. I haven't changed my opinion. So I'd like to finish the show with a song by Needles and Pins called Hail Bob out of their studio album called 1234. It's a great song. I hope you will enjoy it. And this is it. Enjoy. Have a super weekend. And this is Needles and Pins with the song called Hail Bob. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super, super weekend. And now
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual